This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Dave Norris is the mayor of the city of Charlottesville, and he joins me on the program. Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm great, Coy. How are you doing today?
Very good. Thank you for joining me on short notice. I appreciate it. The news, of course, breaking this morning on WINA that Gary O'Connell, the city manager for the city of Charlottesville, will be stepping down and moving over to a new position as director of the Albemarle County Service Authority. Give us the backstory. What happened?
Well, this has all unfolded in the last week, really. Gary Fern, who had been director of the County Service Authority, announced his resignation, I believe, a month or two ago, and the County Service Authority Board was looking for a replacement and asked Gary O'Connell to apply for the job, and then over the past week he was interviewed and this morning offered the job, and he accepted the job. It's all come together pretty quickly, but we wish him the best. Just a small correction. You said in your intro that he's been city manager for 3 decades. He's been city manager for 15 years, but before that he was assistant city manager for about 15 years.
I got it. So, and Chris Callahan just came in the studio. November of 1981, he started working in City Hall and became city manager in 1995.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Yeah.
Right. So now, remind folks what the Albemarle County Service Authority is. We know, everybody writes checks and gives them money, but
right.
And wonders where the heck Spotnap Road is. It's over near on Pantops,
right.
By the way.
On Pantops. Yeah, I mean it's basically the equivalent for the city's public utilities department when it comes to managing water, public water and sewer in Albemarle County. They are the retailer for water in Albemarle County. It's a fairly small, government agency. Gary has managed a much larger government bureaucracy for many years now and much larger budget and much larger staff. So, it'll be a different kind of experience for him. But, he's had a lot of experience managing overseeing the utility department in the city. And as city manager, and he's managed budgets, managed staff, and I think he'll do a good job for them.
We're talking with Dave Norris. He's the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. The news breaking today that Gary O'Connell, who's been at City Hall since 1981, is stepping down as city manager. Dave, what's the timeline that we're looking at?
Well, he's contractually obligated to stay on the job with the city for 90 days, so he'll be with us for about 3 more months. End of April will be his last day in his city manager job. We will, in that time, appoint, hopefully sooner rather than later, appoint an acting or interim city manager. I expect that the process of filling the job on a permanent basis will take a good 6 or 8 months. We want to do it right, do it well. So hopefully by this fall we'll have the position filled on a permanent basis. And you'll be hearing a lot more from us, in the coming weeks about how that whole process will unfold. We haven't had a chance yet as a council to sit down and think through our options. But the good news is we've got 2 assistant city managers now, either of whom could step into the role as an acting city manager, Maurice Jones or Aubrey Watts, and there's other city department heads that have the wherewithal to step into the job. And so we'll be in good hands in the short run, and then in the long run we'll put a good process together for finding a permanent replacement.
We're talking with Charlottesville Mayor Dave Norris. Dave, how many people are we talking about that are employed by the city, and what's the budget that this position oversees?
Well, it's last year's approximately $140 million budget. We have 600 general fund employees. I believe that's the number, around 600 general fund employees. It's a pretty big operation, but the fact is that Charlottesville is a good place to work. It's a good place to live. It's an attractive salary. We're going to be flooded with applications for that job. It's very premature at this point to say whether or not the permanent candidate will be an internal hire, an external hire. But I know once the word gets out on the street that this job is available, we'll get flooded with applicants, and then it's up to council. This is a council-appointed position, but we will certainly be looking to have a good bit of input from the public as we proceed.
Yeah, and so this will be a national search for a new city manager for Charlottesville.
I expect it will. We have to talk about whether we want to use a professional firm that does these kind of searches or whether we want to do it in-house. If we have an internal candidate or internal candidates, they'll certainly be considered. And at the end of the day, it may end up being, who knows, it's premature to say, but we may end up hiring from within, or we may find somebody from another community that can bring the energy and vision that we need.
Yeah. You never know until you get all the apps in and look at the pool that you have and start talking to people.
Absolutely.
If you just join us, we're talking to Dave Norris. He's the mayor of the city of Charlottesville. The news broken today on WINA this morning that Gary O'Connell, who's been at City Hall since November of 1981 and city manager since 1995, will be stepping down to become the director of the Albemarle County Service Authority, which brings it's the public works department for Albemarle County and supplies public water to folks like me in the county. And Dave, speaking of water, before I let you go, you spoke recently to the Chamber of Commerce about that very subject, did you not?
Yeah, we had a forum this afternoon over at the Holiday Inn. Neil Williamson from Free Enterprise Forum was our moderator and did a good job. Tom Frederick from the Ravana Water and Sewer Authority, Brian Wheeler from Charlottesville Tomorrow. I know you know these guys all well.
I've heard of them.
the three of us were on the panel, and we each gave a presentation about sort of where the water supply plan is, where it's going, some of the hurdles to overcome before we can have a final plan. It's a good discussion, lots of good questions, and I was pleased to see the turnout. A lot of people are interested in this subject, so it's been a topic of much discussion and controversy, but the good news is hopefully by this summer or fall, we'll have all the data we need to be able to make a final decision, and then we can move forward. And my hope is that we can come to some kind of agreement, or maybe not full consensus, but at least a good agreement on a plan that's the most economically and ecologically responsible path forward for meeting our long-term water supply needs.
He's the mayor of Charlottesville, Dave Norris. Dave, thank you for being here, my friend. I appreciate you making some time.
Absolutely. Coy, thanks for the opportunity. Have a great day.
Absolutely.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit sevillepodcast.com for more.